Hello, come back to another episode of the Self-Development with Tactics podcast. As you can see in the background, we're going to go through a book notes thing, article, blog post, whatever, by Derek Sivers. One might also say it is a book summary, which it is not, because it's not summarizing it, but merely kind of pointing out important paragraphs, sometimes just important sentences. It's been a while. I think it's been multiple months since I've recorded something like this the last time. I'm just getting like, ooh, I should have checked. No, it is fine. There are dropping frames, 27% over last 2 minutes. Cool. Don't think this is good, and I actually do not know what this is due to. Maybe these settings are actually fucked, which might be the case, but well, I don't know. And I don't care at this point. It's, and I've been saying it actually just a couple of times, every single time where I've started to record again, that I'm happy to be back here. And I'm also actually happy to produce something also for the podcast that is sensical. For the podcast, which is kind of dying, I guess. I don't know. And I have never thought that I would actually be in this position of looking back and seeing, okay, I have not done this thing that I have been doing for quite some time. And but I would have actually also never imagined to be that busy with things. And I was actually quite fortunate to be forced to speak quite a lot of English in uni this year with a certain course, which, yeah, I think really, yeah, made me not lose the skill and made me able to kind of not progress, not just by any means, but not forget about it. Basically. So yeah, I don't actually know which book that we're going to go through today. There is a few options, I think. Rich Dad Poor Dad as rated 4 out of 10, which I kind of can feel, since it's not really that good of a book. But Useful Delusions apparently is not that bad, with a 7 out of 10, which is about same subject as my upcoming Useful Not True book, and so good I could almost recommend you read this instead. Almost. No massive epiphanies, but many good points around the subject compiled in one place makes for a good argument. If you like Useful Not True, read this next. Useful Delusions, The Power of Paradox of the Self-Deceiving Brain by Shankar Vedantam, Vedantam. Then there is Culture Shock, which is really bad. And then there is The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt, which is a 10 out of 10 and apparently brilliant insights into human nature, moral reasoning, inventing victims, emotional reactions, the elephant, emotions, and its rider. Intuition reacts, then logic confabulates a reason. Survival of the fittest applied to groups and understanding religion and tradition. Great from start to finish. And then we are actually, fortunately, there are actually quite a few books that are new now and that have been added. What Is In It For Me by Joe Polish. With this genius network, this book is a good reminder of the importance of networking and some insights from an expert. There is another one about culture and outlive, expert advice on how to stay healthy into middle and old age. First half of the book was fluff for context. Second half was great specific advice. In short, exercise as much as an athlete. Which I think is no wonder, to be honest. Like, why is there so many drop frames? 98%, that is insane. For me, actually, not doing something Is it because I could get rid of this? Why is this allowed? Image. Is there an image? I don't know. Apparently there is. Might also be due to the internet. I don't really know. Bit of a problem is as well that I am not like recording it. Check the health of the internet connection, change your ingest server, and if none of these worked, lower your bitrate. Stop streaming to access these controls. Okay, cool. So it might actually be about this. If I am able to do so now, I could lower the bitrate, but I'm not able to do so now. Which is, I think, not that big, I guess. I actually do not know anymore. Maybe it is. Let's see if this makes a difference. Apparently, it doesn't make a difference. What I actually want to go through is The Righteous Mind. I do have kind of a... So as we cannot see, but as I have seen, for some reason, the internet just is going south, and so I do have to re-record it, which I think is fine. It's a bit... Yeah. I think it is what it is, you know, can't do anything about it anyway. Recording has been completed. I think, and or at least hope, you know, maybe I have to do things now in this way, which is fine for me too. Files are just going to be a bit bigger, I guess, as far as I can say. Well, no, it might be the same, of course, when I'm, you know, downloading it from Twitch, the file size is a bit smaller. I'm going to start from the bottom to the top because I've already read the top and I do not really want to read the thing again that I've read like 10 moments ago. So there is a plurality of ideals and there is a plurality of cultures and temperaments. If someone pursues one of these values and I do not, I am able to understand why they pursue it or what it would be like in their circumstances for me to be induced to pursue it. Which is just... sensical, at least at my point of view, and also at least for me, but this doesn't have to mean anything, you know? Period. Liberals are trying to help a subset of bees, which really does not need help, even if doing so damages the hive. Diversity reduces both kinds of social capital. Bridging capital refers to trust between groups, between people who have different values and identities. Bonding capital refers to trust within groups. Diversity seems to trigger not in group, out-group division, but anomy of social isolation. People living in ethnically diverse settings appear to hunker down, turn inward, and become more selfish, less interested in contribution to their communities. Really? That's interesting. I don't know if this is like correct, by the way. High levels of immigration and ethnic diversity seem to cause a reduction in social capital. Patriotism and parochialism lead people to exert themselves to improve the things they can improve. Libertarians are liberals who love markets and lack bleeding hearts. Some problems really can be solved by regulation. Phase out of leaded gasoline. And this one regulation saved vast quantities of lives, IQ points, money, and moral capital. When people say that markets offer better solutions than do regulations, let them step forward and explain their plans to eliminate the dangerous externalities generated by many markets. And also, I think, by many people. Externalities, the costs of and or benefits incurred by third parties who did not agree to the transaction causing the cost or benefit. For example, if a farmer begins using a new kind of fertilizer that increases his yield but causes more damaging runoff into nearby rivers, he keeps the profit but the cost of his decision are borne by others. If a factory farm finds a faster way to fatten up cattle but thereby causes the animals to suffer more digestive problems and broken bones, it keeps the profit and the animals pay the cost. Corporations are obligated to maximize profit for shareholders, And that means looking for any and all opportunities to lower costs, including passing on costs onto others in the form of externalities. And I think minimizing externalities is a good idea. Corporations will grow ever more powerful as they evolve and as they change the legal and political systems of their host countries to become even more hospitable. The only force left on Earth that can stand up to the largest corporations are national governments, some of which still maintain the power to tax, regulate, and divide corporations into smaller pieces when they get too powerful. Monopoly. True opposite dangers. Ossification through too much discipline and reverence for tradition, individualism and personal independence that makes corporations impossible. And with that being said, the second recording kind of done. I'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.